Now, this sort of algorithm or approach to following patients, to what extent is that happening right now in community practice? And what about mutation testing? To what extent is that being utilized?
I think that there is a lot of confusion in terms of how to do the monitoring. One thing people ask me is, well, so are you saying there's no use for the fish at all? I wouldn't say that. What I would say is that initially, instead of getting a bone marrow every 3 months to see if the cytogenetics are going down, because the reality is people don't want to wait 6 months to get some kind of feedback, you can use the fish initially because you should see the fish percentages going lower and lower, and it's a good indicator that the bone marrow is probably improving. The other way you can use it is if you don't have access to PCR, then you can use the fish in the same way, which is not to monitor MRD, but to say, if I see the fish becoming positive when it's been negative for a year or 2 years, something's happening, let me do a bone marrow. So it can be useful, but it really doesn't substitute for cytogenetics because all the guidelines are based on chromosome analysis, and it's not sensitive enough to really be a monitor of MRD in terms of quantitative.